Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the Ladybird Browser Initiative. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. This sounds fascinating. So, what's the origin story of Ladybird? Why another browser?
Well, it's a fascinating journey. It began almost accidentally as a part of the Serenity OS project. Andreas Kling, a lifelong browser enthusiast, was developing Serenity OS after a stint in rehab, and Ladybird emerged from a simple HTML viewer widget.
Wow, a rehab-inspired operating system spawning a browser. That's quite a twist. But why did he feel the need for a new browser engine? Aren't there enough already?
That's the crux of it. Andreas argues that the current browser landscape is dominated by Chromium and Google's advertising revenue, creating a monoculture. He envisions Ladybird as an independent, standards-based alternative, free from the influence of big tech.
So it's a David versus Goliath story? I like it. But how does a small team plan to compete with the giants?
By staying lean, mean, and focused. Ladybird is built from scratch, adhering strictly to web standards. It's significantly smaller than Chromium. 425,000 lines of code versus 35 million, which makes it more manageable and hackable.
That's a huge difference in size, but does smaller necessarily mean better? How's the performance?
They're actively working on performance improvements. Right now, the focus is on web compatibility and spec compliance. They're actually ranking high in JavaScript spec compliance and making good progress on the web platform tests. Pretty impressive for a small team.
That is impressive. But how are they funding this endeavor? Surely, developing a browser requires substantial resources.
They've secured sponsorships and donations, emphasizing a no-strings-attached policy. No selling default search placements, no tracking users, no crypto shenanigans, just pure browser development.
That's refreshing to hear. But is that sustainable in the long run? Can they really build a robust browser without resorting to traditional monetization strategies?
That's their big challenge, and they acknowledge it. They're banking on a sustainable model of a small core team supplemented by a vibrant, open-source community. It's an ambitious approach, but their early success with community contributions is encouraging.
It certainly sounds like an uphill battle, but I admire their commitment. So, what's next for Ladybird? What's on their roadmap?
They're aiming for an alpha release on Linux and macOS next year, followed by a beta in 27, and a full production release across all platforms, including Windows, in 28. Ambitious, right? But given their progress, I wouldn't bet against them.
That's quite a timeline. I'll definitely be keeping an eye on their progress. Anything else we should know about Ladybird?
Well, their spec-driven development approach is worth noting. They're implementing web standards directly from the specifications, which is quite unique and has attracted developers from even the W3C.
Fascinating. So, a browser born from rehab, built by a small team and challenging the status quo. The Ladybird story is truly inspiring. Thanks for bringing this to our attention.
Absolutely. It's a project worth following. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another exciting topic. Until then, happy browsing.
Goodbye.